It is with heavy hearts that the family of Gay Campbelly announce her passing at age 80 on Tuesday, November 12, 2024. Gay was surrounded by her loving family in her final moments when she passed away unexpectedly after complications from surgery at the Thunder Bay Regional Health Science Center. Gay was born in Fort William to Orville and Violet Stenback. In 1964, she met her lifelong love, Greg Campbelly, where together they lived a life full of love, laughter, and adventure with their family and friends. Gay's career started as a primary school teacher in Fort William. She later moved on to her final career at Confederation College as a founding member of the Learning Center, where she impacted countless lives. Gay lives on in our hearts as a symbol of compassion and encouragement, having connected students with the resources they needed to complete their education, while forming many friendships that lasted her lifetime. Gay was a devoted mother who paused her career to raise her three children, and for a period of time, her two cousins Jerry and Joanne. Gay was passionate about celebrating all family milestones and special occasions. Gay will be remembered for her pancake breakfasts at the lake, baking for holiday occasions, making Halloween costumes, and her supporting role as a hockey mom, and later in life as a hockey grandma. Gay made everyone feel welcome in her home. She was known as the sweetest lady who always made Gary and Steven's band of misfits feel welcome. In retirement, Gay and Greg explored the southern states as snowbirds, before settling in sunny Arizona, where they made some incredible friendships. During the summer months, Gay spent time at the lake in the family home which she and Greg built over the years. Friends, family, and neighbors would stop by to admire Gay's green thumb, enjoy happy hour, and great food and conversation. Through her life, few things brought Gay more pride than her seven grandchildren, whom she lovingly spoiled with sleepovers and movie nights. They praised her cooking and her gentle heart, but unanimously learned one lesson she taught them: there's no nice in cards. Gay will be forever missed by her beloved husband Greg, her children, Tracy, Gary, Cora, and Stephen, Keely, and her grandchildren, Carson, Jordan, Christina, Mackenzie, Kale, and Cato, Kat, Jade, Maddie, and Nash. Gay's legacy of love extends to her great-grandchildren, Noah and Lucy, as well as many friends and extended family members, including a scurry of chipmunks that will miss her dearly. The family would like to extend heartfelt gratitude to the staff at the TBRHSC who went above and beyond their regular duties to make Mom comfortable throughout her brief stay. Family and friends are welcome to join us on Friday, November 22, 2024 from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the West Arthur Community Center, where we will gather to share stories, memories, and celebrate Gay's life. If so desired, donations to St. Joseph's Foundation Rehabilitation would be greatly appreciated.